Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. How are you? Hopefully you're having a great week, and hopefully 2021 is starting off fabulous for you. Goodbye, 2020. Ugh. I can't say that enough. I mean, I'm not a person that necessarily believes that the change of date changes everything, but with the start of a new year means a brand spanking new vision board. So if you guys have followed me for any amount of time, or, you know, you talk to me at all, you know that I'm all about speaking things into existence. And every single year since 2017 now, I have created a vision board. So what is a vision board? A lot of people are like, what's that? You know, tell me, da da da. So basically, you put whatever you want, whether it's pictures, sayings, charms, you know, words, all the things that you want to bring into your life for the next year. I guess you could say this is my version of a New Year's resolution, because I'm not about like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to make one promise to myself that's going to last for 5 minutes and then it's going to go away. I'm more about, you know, everyday changes leading to big life changes, or setting things into motion with my intentions. Tell you guys about this all the time. Read The Secret with Rhonda Byrne, and she talks about vision boards all the time. And the first time I ever did one in 2017, I look at that board and want to cry, because my life now literally is on that board. My brand new house, my future husband, my soon-to-be new baby, the bond that Marshall and Lyric have together, my engagement ring, not even kidding, like everything on there. So you damn well know I am not going to miss a tradition to do one this year or any year after that. And as of last year, Marshall and I decided that we were going to do them together. Like, he is a little more, not cynical or practical, whatever word you want to use, but he definitely supports me and my beliefs. And I sort of feel like, you know, we're in this family together, so why not bring him in on the magic? Because, you know, we want to manifest the same things in life. And I manifested him. So you got to get on the vision board, boo. But yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, do you have ideas for me? What can I put on my vision board? And I don't like to give out my ideas to somebody else, because I feel like only you can truly bring your vision and vision board to life for you. But I will say this, you got to be really real about what it is you want, no matter how zany, materialistic, far-fetched it seems, because if you're not asking the universe for what you want, how's it going to know? You know what I mean? And then if you just put out some half-assed, you know, manifestation or wish, if you will, that's what you're going to get. The universe is listening, friends. I know I sound like a nut job, and I don't even really care, because I have believed in this, you know, way of thinking in life, and I really do think that it's brought me the greatest of gifts from a time when I started doing this vision board and manifesting things into reality, that my life sucked. I mean, aside from my son and having a job, there wasn't a whole lot of happy within me, but that was my fault because I wasn't choosing happiness. So this is my way of making sure I choose that happiness and I look at it every single day. Now, that's the thing about the vision board, is that you should, I like to, put it in a place where you're going to see it every single day. In my old condo before I lived with Marshall, and the room was just kind of mine and I could decorate it the way I want to, not that I still don't, I had them, literally two of them, like right in front of my bed. And we did the same thing in Marshall's house, where he had it like in the bedroom. Now it's in the office, because I feel like it's a really good place for it. And although, like I said, I don't want to like feed you what you should put on your vision board, I will let you know what we put on ours this year, just to give you a little jump start. So we went with black and gold. For some reason, it seems like the theme, which I didn't mean to do that. That was just where I just went to Michael's, and that was like the lettering that I found that I liked. And you can do this on anything. In years before, I had done it on like magnetic, like magnet chalkboards, or, you know, this year we actually just did it on one of those like whiteboards, but ours is black, like the ones you do the school projects on back in the day. So the words on the side of ours in glittery gold are thankful because in 2021, even though 2020 was shit, I am so thankful for so much. And I feel like, okay, I don't want to be the person that's like, yeah, all of my vision board dreams came true and that's it. No, I still want to be thankful for those things and also thank for the things that are to come. The next word on there is hope. This one struck me because even though I, you know, I'm not like at the end of my dreams, like I said, all my dreams did come true. I still always want to be hopeful, hopeful for our country, hopeful for our health, hopeful for things to stay as wonderful as they are now. And somebody said to me in DMs on Instagram that they were like, Riley, your story gives me so much hope that mine could be that way. So that is like lifeblood to me because it's like, it all starts with hope. Everything starts with hope. If you don't have hope, you literally have nada. You can have millions of dollars and have no hope and it would suck. So hope. Another phrase on there is stronger together. I feel like a lot of things were thrown at Marshall and I in our short 2 years of being together. As a matter of fact, my 2 year anniversary is tomorrow. Happy anniversary, my love bug. That were kind of like, I don't want to say that they were like thrown at us and designed to break us apart, but they could have. You know, we had a miscarriage. He had surgery for avascular necrosis to where he was in either a wheelchair, crutches, or a cane for a year. Like literally we had like 8 months together before our world was like rocked. And then, you know, the stress of COVID and uncertainty and all that stuff. But I feel like we have become stronger together. And now that we are adding a little boy to our brood of, you know, our family of three and four actually with Pink. So we're going to be five. I feel like we are just going to get stronger together. Or at least that's what I'm manifesting into life. Because relationships are work. Families are work. And you got to feed them. So we're going to feed it and get stronger. Going down the bottom right of my vision board, it says, I do, Mr. and Mrs. 925-21, because that is the day that we have rescheduled our wedding for. Things could be uncertain, but I'm not going to hear any of it. We are getting married on that date. We're going to have our wedding safely, obviously, but I'm just going to put it out there that things are going to calm down and we're going to be able to do it and everybody will be healthy and happy and celebrating that day. So going into, oh, there's one more that says home sweet home on it. There's a couple more actually. Obviously we just moved into a new home and I just want to continue to fill this home and these walls with love and happiness and make it the sweetest home possible for our boys because that's the goal, isn't it? So the next one on the list is W family, we got this. That's our motto. It's been our motto for a while. We got this. Actually, it was my motto before I met Marshall, but now it has become our motto and our family motto. And what would a vision board be without that on it? Oh, I love that. We got this. It makes me happy to look at it. And then another one on there was love, because everything starts with love, at least with us. And I want to keep that love very happy and very alive. So the other ones on the list as far as pictures, we didn't do a whole lot of pictures this year, but there's a picture of me with my arse looking the best it ever had. And then Marshall, right after he finished up his bodybuilding show, like we were both in probably the best shape of our lives when we met each other. And obviously fitness is our thing. We're a fitness family and we want to get back to whatever level of fitness we can. Obviously we hold ourselves to this, you know, standard. And I guess a lot of people are like, oh, well, you're going to look great. You just give yourself time. You had a baby, da, da, da. That's all true, and that's fine. But I'm also getting married 7 months after I pop this kid out. And I would like to be happy in myself, not for anybody else, where I'm at. So another picture on there was from Pinterest. A lot of people have asked me, like, where do you get your pictures? Where do you get your sayings? Pinterest. There's great ones on there. So you get an idea in your head, and then you type in whatever that phrase is, and there's always a meme for it. And I think it's a great way to like keep that idea on your vision board. So sweat is fat crying, obviously. Another one on there was the picture of the justice, like the weights or whatever that's called. And that's a little bit of a personal one. So I'll keep the rest of that to myself. But the justice ways are definitely right smack in the middle of that one. This one I love. So it was a meme I pulled from Pinterest that said, spoiler alert, there's about to be a major plot twist. In the end, God flips the whole thing in your favor and causes the attack against you to work for you. Hashtag claim it. Can I get a mother bleeping amen on that one? Another one on here is, I am a money magnet. I always attract abundance and prosperity easily and effortlessly into my reality. Underneath that, there is a hand with all of the jewels on it, with a beautiful couple of Cartier Love Lock bracelets, a big old rock, and then diamondy glitter money. Here's what I was talking about when I was saying, okay, you need to like put on there what you really want and not be embarrassed what somebody else is going to say, because the universe isn't going to judge you for the things that you want in life. Obviously, this beautiful life I have created ain't going to be fueled without money. And who doesn't want more of it? Honestly, be honest with yourself about what you want. I am. So another one on here is, I am stepping into the most successful decade of my life. Yes, yes, yes. Because I feel like as a future wife, as a mother, as a professional radio host, podcaster, influencer, you know, gym ambassador, I want to be J-Lo. Damn it. And she is 50-something and she ain't stopping, so why should I? The next picture meme on this, obviously, it's a picture of a stethoscope and it says health and wellness. Because after this year of COVID, of course, I want to manifest everyone being healthy, but especially me and my family. Another one on here says, I am creating the life of my dreams. Even though I feel like I've already created the life that I want and the life of my dreams, never stop dreaming. I won't, because that's legit when you're done. When you stop dreaming, it's like, okay, what's life about anymore? Another one on here says, I am healthy, wealthy, and happy. What else do you want in life? You know what I mean? Besides a great family and friends to live it with. And that's, I have that. And I want to continue to keep it. So another one, it says self-care on the top of it. And it's a picture of a pill bottle. And it says, take what you need. And the pill bottle is pouring out. And on each pill, it says rest, space, faith, positivity, sleep, and love. And I'm like, I like that. Because self-care was something that a lot of us didn't really do this year because we were so stressed out with the pandemic or whatever the reason is. It's like, that seems like a simple thing. Like, oh yeah, take care of yourself. But it's hard to do sometimes, especially if you're a parent, especially if you're overworked at work and you're trying to play catch up for the last year. Like, but you have to take that time no matter what it is. Like, I've always taken the time every single night to take a bath and chill. And that is my self-care. My skincare routine is my self-care. My, you know, getting my nails done once a month. Like, those things that you need for just a moment of, you need to put that self-care into your routine. I mean, at least this is in my vision board and in my, you know, perfect little life, that's definitely included. And last, but of course not least, this was actually Marshall's idea and I love it because he threw it out there like, I don't want to do that. I was like, no, tell me what? Because I love it when he gets involved in the vision board, but this is another one of those things that it's like, you might think, oh, that's ridiculous. I shouldn't put that on there. Put it on there. If it comes to your mind and you want to manifest in life, put it on there. So it's a picture of Daenerys from Game of Thrones dragon flying above some of his enemies and blasting them with fire. I mean, I love it because I feel like, why not? If you have enemies, even if, you know, the enemy isn't a person or the enemy is, who knows, an addiction, an ex-boyfriend, whatever it is, like someone that is coming for your happiness, burn them with fire. I mean, not literally, but, you know, I like the idea of there's something on this vision board of being like, don't fuck with us. You know, don't start ish, won't be ish type situation. And that's also a little bit of a personal story, but we'll save that for another time. Like, even looking at this vision board, I just feel like my fiance and I are setting our year in motion for our family. And it just feels good to have goals that some attainable, some not. Because when you have the ones that are too attainable all the time, life seems kind of boring. And then the ones that aren't attainable, If it doesn't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough. I should have put that on here. Maybe I will. But hopefully I gave you guys a little bit of insight if you want to start your first vision board. I love it when you guys send me yours. You don't have to, because obviously they can be kind of private sometimes. But I've had at least like 4 or 5 of you DM me like, Riley, like, look, this is my vision board. You inspired me for it. And I'm like, yes. Because it just becomes like a practice of, you know, just setting good things into motion in life. And we all know after 2020, we need it. But yeah, so there you guys have it. I am actually going to put a picture of my vision board on my blog at ymsradio.com so you can maybe get a little bit more inspiration for yours. Because if I could like force everybody to do, not force, but if I could inspire everybody to do one of these every year, I would love that. So yeah, you can hit me up with your vision board ideas, or maybe I want to hear stories of your vision boards coming to life too, because that's always nifty. Hit me up in the DMs. I always try to answer everybody at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Snapchat is Radio Recon, and TikTok is at Riley Couture 7. Guys, love you and your manifesting selves. I will be back on Friday with the Fave 5. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening. It's really Riley.